You know, I was at a sales seminar last week in Eau Claire, and the lead speaker, the keynote speaker, was talking about, you know, the different generations. And more and more companies do have four generations working side by side. And we've got three right here on this show.
Right.
It's indeed.
Baby boomers are 1946. We were born 1946 to 64. I was born in 64, so the tail end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm the old guy here. Generation X is 1965 to 1979. Hillary, you were born in?
78.
There we go.
Tail end of that.
And millennials is 1980 to 1995. Caleb?
87.
Yeah, there we go.
So we've got three generations.
Wow.
Boom, right on this show.
So if we ever add another person to the show, it would have to be somebody born after 1996, Generation Z.
I feel like they'd be on their phone so much
they never would actually talk.
If we bring Mabel Louise on the show, we'd have her covered, right?
Okay. I wasn't looking that way, but yeah, I guess. What was that generation called?
Tom Brokaw called it that. Yeah, I know Tom Brokaw did. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are because I think the baby boomers.
We always kind of start with the baby boomers.
I know. I think that's when they first started naming them. Mm-hmm. So, and there's these little micro generations in there too that some people talk about, some people don't.
And it seems like every generation likes to talk about the problems of the other generations.
That all the other generations can, because none of them are my generation's fault.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Well, we all know that one of the great stories in recent years on film, or be it on stage, Beauty and the Beast, and it's coming back to Eau Claire March 15th through the 17th, not this weekend, but next. But maybe you've never seen it at the Pablo Center. Wayne Merrick's on the line from the Eau Claire Children's Theater. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
We're good.
All right, surviving this winter, right?
Barely.
Bracing and hoping for the best this weekend. But it's actually not this weekend, but next weekend. But we're having you on maybe a little earlier than usual in terms of the Beauty and the Beast instead of the week of, because people are really reacting well, responding. The tickets are going for this Beauty and the Beast production next weekend.
Correct. And that's you're correct. That's a good reason to maybe get the word out a little bit sooner than usual. The tickets have been moving quick enough that we've actually added a Saturday evening show that wasn't on the original schedule because the two matinee performances in particular are very close to being sold out with, under a couple hundred seats left per show. So we wanted to make sure that people had an opportunity to see it, so we added that extra show.
Wow, what a great problem to have for the Children's Theater. That's fantastic. Have you been seeing that kind of response to some of your productions, or is this kind of combination great production, great venue, everything colliding to make this such a popular thing? What's going on?
I think it might be a collision.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the fourth time that the Children's Theater has done it. It ranks right up there with our, probably top three productions ever as far as attendance goes. And that's really the reason for doing it again on our 30th anniversary season. But it's just a great show. It's a great family show. It's a great message. Beautiful music. It's just a really, I hate to say classic, but a classic show. And I think every time we've done it, people have really responded to it. So, but it is the first time, of course, in the new art center in Eau Claire. And just a lot of things going for it. So I think that's probably why people are responding so well.
And everybody just wants to get out of the house at this point as well, too. There's something
too,
to do with the kids. Wayne, speaking of those tickets, which are going like hotcakes, where can they get them? What are ticket prices like, if they want to avail themselves of these tickets?
Really, the easiest way now to get tickets for that show is at the Pablo Center's website. So it's just pablocenter.org. It's a nice online ticketing system. It allows you to see the seating chart. And pick off the seats that you like. Tickets are $24 for adults, $20 for seniors, $14 for students, and $10 for adults, or $10 for kids.
Okay.
$14, $20, $24. So relatively inexpensive and really easy to order, especially with the online ticketing system. You can see the seats you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fun, memorable night at the Pablo Center RCU Theater, not this weekend, but the next, March 15th through the 17th. Learn more. Again, go get your tickets, pablocenter.org. Wayne Merrick from the Children's Theater, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.